State Senator John Cowdery pleaded not guilty to bribery and conspiracy charges in federal court today. He was indicted a month ago. APRN's Steve Heimel reports from the federal court building in Anchorage.
Flanked by his wife and daughter, Cowdery was rolled in a wheelchair into Judge John Roberts' courtroom by his attorney, Kevin Fitzgerald. He was read the two felony charges, and he pled not guilty to each. He's charged with conspiring with VCO executives Bill Allen and Rick Smith to give Senate Finance Committee member Donnie Olson of Nome $25,000 if he would support the oil tax change that VCO wanted in 2006. Olson has not been charged and cooperated with prosecutors. Cowdery's trial was set for October 6th before U.S. District Judge Ralph Beistlein. He was sent to the marshal's office for fingerprinting and released on $5,000 bail. Later in the day, a federal judge took up another corruption case, this one going back to 2004. Bill Weimer, the owner of Cornell Corrections, was due to plead out to charges that he paid $20,000 in campaign money to an unnamed legislative candidate and a political consultant during the primary election campaign 4 years ago. At the time, Weimer employed Frank Pruitt as his agent in Juneau. Pruitt testified against former state representative Tom Anderson, who was convicted in a bribery scheme that started around the same time. At the federal courthouse in Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.